homes, and hometowns better for all. With the help of their general manager, Drew Brees, and players like Najee Harris and Justin Fields, they tackled community projects in hometowns, while also inviting DIYers to join the Lowe's home team by taking on DIY projects of their own. Select pros rounded out the 2021 Lowe's home team. Learn more about the Lowe's home team at lowes.com/home team.
Clemson Fest, the area's premier Independence Day celebration, has improved the fireworks show and is returning to Spituno Field on 18 Mile Road in Central. To enhance your festival experience, go to Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and see information about maps, parking, and frequently asked questions. This year's event will be Wednesday, July 3rd at 5 p.m. Admission, just $10 per car or $5 per person. Clemson Fest, July 3rd, Spituno Field in Central.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are the Roar.
Number two of Out of Bounds starts right now here on The Roar. We can get into the men's basketball stuff. A texter said, are y'all going to talk about that or just trying to forget it? Probably yes, trying to forget it. But Kwok was in the building, so I want his thoughts on the atmosphere. And I just can't imagine being in that building when Galloway hits the shot. So we can get to that as well. And we've got a variety of other college football topics to discuss. Out of Bounds today is brought to you in part by Canty Foundation Specialists, foundation repair company based right here in the Upstate, providing residential foundation repair services for you. They can fix any of these common issues that you may be having with your home. Cracks in exterior brick and mortar, interior cracks above doorways and windows, chimneys pulling away from the home, uneven or sloping floors, cracks in foundation walls and drywall. They can fix it. Call them today for a free quote, 864-403-5263. Check out their website, cantycanfixit.com. The age of the house does not matter. They can handle weather-related issues, basement waterproofing, concrete lifting and leveling. They will cover the homeowner from top to bottom. cantycanfixit.com. Call them today for a free quote, 864-403-5263.
Let's go to Jamie, who patiently waited through the break on the Vive Broadband phone line. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, Jamie?
Good afternoon. I'm not sure y'all going to really like me today, but first of all, I want to say I really enjoyed the interview with Monty Lee. I'm looking forward to Tiger Baseball. I think this could be a great year for us. But I have to tell you, I was so disappointed in everybody from top to bottom Saturday. We're on a 23-point lead. With seven minutes to go in the first half and come back and blow a 23-point lead. The thing is, their game was there. They were doing everything right. I mean, it was there. They were hitting shots. They were doing everything they needed to do. And they came back and to have a guy from Anderson, South Carolina come in and hit the game-winning shot. I mean, I'm sorry. Earl Grant's team just out-hustled Clemson. So my question to you is this. As a Clemson basketball fan and supporter, how am I supposed to feel right now?
Well, you're supposed to be mad. You're supposed to be very frustrated and upset because you can't blow a 23-point lead at home against a team that's going to finish likely at the bottom of your league.
That's won a road game. Hadn't won a road game in 2 years.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's an unacceptable performance. And, you know, credit Brad Brownell. He took full responsibility after the game. I think particularly coming on the heels of the Notre Dame game where it seemed like it just took them a little bit to get their sea legs underneath them on the road. And by that point, Notre Dame had kind of blown them out and kept them at bay. Even when Clemson made a little bit of a run, Notre Dame would extend the lead. Clemson was unable to do that in its own building. And, you know, Brad Brownell's comments about the, you know, that Boston College's team had better energy in the second half. Like, to me, I know people want to blame coaches. To me, that's on play. Like, a coach can't make you give energy, right? You can beg and plead and whatever, but that's a choice that people make. And I think that's unacceptable. I think the players should be mad. I think the coaches should be mad. I think the fans should be mad. And I think everybody should be mad about that. It's a totally inexcusable loss.
I put blame on everybody in the building. Coaches, maybe they can't bring energy, but they could, like Brad Brownell said, he didn't do enough to help them. And that came out of his mouth. Now,
right.
So you want to say, well, what can this team accomplish? Well, we don't really know now. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, they should go up to Syracuse tonight and they should be competitive, but who knows?
Well, I assume they're going to be competitive, Jamie. I don't assume they're going to roll over and just give up the season. Here's the problems as I see it. One is the way that the team is playing, they've shown that they can get ahead in games. They've shown they can get leads. What they've not shown is a killer instinct to be able to close the deal. And that's probably the most frustrating part of this, is that the Boston College game didn't happen in a vacuum. In a vacuum would have been bad enough. But look at the leads that they've had late in games, the games that were all but sewn up, that they just have not found a way to make the one or two critical stops or make the one or two critical baskets. I think that's the most frustrating part. And the other thing is, if you look forward into the schedule, we're still awaiting word about the Duke game being rescheduled. That's like that's one of like three potential quad one games to remain on the schedule. It's going to be hard for this team to even build a resume unless they just win a crap ton of games, even for the NIT at this point, because of the lack of strength in the league.
We can't trust them to win a crap ton of games.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what's so bad. We cannot trust them to do it. I mean, I hate it. I mean, I like Brad Brownell. Fine, I've been his critic at times, and I've tried to support him. He's a great guy. I think he's doing all he can. No, I'm not calling for a change, but something has got to happen somewhere. I mean, you know, I like this team because it's a more well-rounded team. I mean, they can shoot the ball a little bit better, but they're having trouble, like you said, closing out games. I mean, I'm lost as a basketball fan. I'm lost as to what needs to happen. I mean, there's no really good ball player that say, wow, he's having a great year and he's going to be here for the future. Now, Bohannon is on the bench. Maybe we need to see more of him.
Well, I understand that, Jamie. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I appreciate those comments because, again, like, I just think it's every cards on the table. Every time we get a call about Clemson basketball, I'm just afraid it's going to be a referendum on the, like, the long-term status of the head coach. And that's not something we do on this show. That's not something that we're about. And that can get fairly frustrating because a lot of times people make up their minds one way or the other and you can't sway them back even with results. In this particular instance, I agree what he's saying about Bohannon. I think Bohannon is a really good piece, and I agree that Bohannon, I've said this, Bohannon playing more minutes would be good. He played 19 minutes.
The problem is he's undersized.
Right.
So there are certain teams where Brownell thinks he can play him more, but most likely I would assume against certain teams, other teams that are bigger, it's going to be tough.
He played 19 minutes off the bench, played a lot in the second half. Hunter Tyson's deal with an injury, I think it's an ankle. And I think that hurt you when you needed a bucket. Hunter's somebody that can get like a tough mid-range bucket sometimes and is somebody who can, you know, take a charge defensively if somebody gets in the lane or is a pretty good defender.
He's a big leader for this team.
Yeah, and so that hurts you some. What also hurts you is P.J. Hall, who I would disagree with Jamie in this. I think P.J. Hall's having a good year.
Well, when he said you don't have any young players that you can build around for the future, P.J. Hall is that player.
Yeah, pretty.
He's literally right there.
Pretty good player. He only got two rebounds in 33 minutes. And it was an interesting comment that Brad made at the end of the game where in the postgame press conference, he said, you know, you would have liked for PJ to be able to go and get a basket himself where we're not running a play through him. He was 4-for-9 from the floor. He missed both his threes. He was 4-for-4 from the line, but only had two rebounds. Bohannon was the guy. Clemson was +5 on the glass. Bohannon's the only guy in double figures rebounding. David Collins had 7 rebounds. Tyson had 6 in 21 minutes. And Bohannon had 12 rebounds, including some on the offensive end where he's getting stick backs or he's getting fouled and going to the line. And they needed somebody else to do that. That's another skill that Hunter Tyson has as an older player, that he's a really good offensive rebounder. He's got good instincts to do that. I thought that was lacking. And that's something Boston College actually did a good job of, is getting second chances and holding Clemson a one shot down the stretch of the game. I do give them credit because, as you said, Kelly, I was in the building. And Boston College, I expected them to fully and completely fold the tent.
Yeah. I think Clemson did too.
Yeah. There was no reason in the world for Boston College to continue to max out when it was 34-11. I think Clemson got lackadaisical at the end of the first half. And at that point, it was a 7-point game. I did not think Clemson was going to lose a game. I didn't think Clemson was going to lose the game when it was 66-64. Before the last three, I think it was 66-64. I didn't think Clemson was gonna lose a game at 68-66 when Collins makes the little jumper with less than a minute left. I'm like, okay, Clemson's fine. Galloway makes the three, and everything totally changes. There was not a moment in the game where I thought Clemson's in danger here until they actually fell behind in the game.
The game ended. Really. Yeah.
And you know what? If they win the game, it looks like a quad three win, which, funny, it's now a quad two game because Boston College won. That's the weirdness of the net.
Yeah.
Quad three win. You're not going to think anything of it. It's the same as like the Miami-Ohio win, right? But you feel a lot better about this team being able to close out a game where they've done a little better at that in the recent past.
Well, and you just feel better overall when you're pushing forward, trying to be on the bubble, because right. This is the kind of loss. Yeah. It's a quad two loss. It wasn't going to be quad four. You're not going to have quad four losses most likely in ACC play, but it's the kind of loss that you really can't have on your resume at the end.
Yes.
It's just, you've got to win that game at home. If you lose it on the road, all right, if you can win some other games and make up for it, that's what. And Notre Dame's a lot better than Boston College, but losing at Notre Dame, it's fine.
Right.
It's fine. But you also need, and we talked about this, Kwok, this is a year because the ACC is so down, you just need to rack up wins. You're going to need 11 or 12 in ACC play. And that's one you need.
Yes.
Against Boston College.
Yes. It's going to be hard. If you can't beat Boston, which they go to BC at the end of February. So they get a chance to split. But that, again, those are, when we're playing win game with Clemson, remember, it was not that long ago. What was it? Less than a month ago. Maybe right after Christmas, we were playing win game with Clemson, and we had them with like 13 or 14 wins in the league.
And I didn't even consider giving them a loss at home to Boston College.
No. And because that game was so far down the line of wins, that was far from your closest game that was expected. Now a bunch of other games come into question.
Oh, yeah.
That you thought were
like Pitt
sure
at home.
Things.
I mean,
yeah.
Pitt's been playing better.
They have been playing better. And they've lost a lot of close games. They're another team that's lost a bunch of close games.
And now you got to go to Syracuse. Clemson playing at Syracuse tonight.
That's right.
Quick turnaround.
That's right. One thing that would really help this team is better, more consistent play from its guards. The last, really since the Virginia game on the road, even NC State, I felt like a little bit, it was P.J. Hall. I mean, P.J. carried them offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Dawes had 17. He played much better, I thought. I thought he was better defensively. He was efficient. He had no assists. But he was getting his, beating his man off the dribble and getting opportunities. I like that. You got to get something from Nick Honor from downtown. Honor was 0-for-1 from 3. I think they ran him off the line a little bit. He made some 2-point baskets, which were good. That's another thing, too, the last two games. They've not shot it as well from 3. They're only 6-of-19 from 3, same as Boston College. So they've gone from 4th in the country, 3rd in the country, and now they're inside the top 20. Still shooting it well, but they're not shooting it as well as they did. That obviously is a big deal. If you're going from 40% to 38% from 3, that's the difference in a couple of possessions where you were making a shot, now you're not. I think that's also something to watch for this team. And it's something they're going to need to take with them to the Carrier Dome tonight against a Syracuse team that, and I can't stress this enough, they can't guard a lick. They make Notre Dame look like, a Tony Bennett Virginia team. They legitimately are a bottom third team in the country in defensive efficiency.
The best defender for Syracuse, arguably, is the sight line behind the basket. Like, that's their best defender right now.
They're awful.
When they play at home, they're playing in a dome. If you haven't played there before, like a player like David Collins, who's never played there before, it can be tough to shoot the ball well there. That's all they have going for them defensively. Like, that's it for Syracuse.
Yes. Clemson should shoot 50% plus. They should hit 10 threes or more. And if they do that, they'll have a chance. Syracuse
can score.
I've watched Syracuse a lot of games give up 80 and win.
Yeah.
And I say a lot of games. I've got some.
The Indiana game.
Yeah, the Indiana game is foremost in my mind, where similarly to what Clemson's going to do. They played through Trayce Jackson-Davis in the post. They got penetrating kick opportunities. They got post-entry and kick opportunities. Jackson Davis was a monster. They could not contain him. P.J. Hall is probably going to be a monster. And Syracuse still won because they do play how tough can we make this mid-range two offense. But they make them. They make those shots.
They make some tough shots.
And they offensive rebound really well, too. When you play that zone, you have to offensive rebound, and even though they got guys that are undersized, they crash the offensive boards, and they don't mind going and getting an offensive rebound and a stick back. So you got to be careful on those.
Do we know? Have we heard anything about the status of Tyson?
I have not heard anything negative. Like, he's not going to play. He might be a little bit limited.
I'm sure it's a situation where he's going to play. He's going to try to play through it, and we'll see how he feels, if he tweaks it early, if he can get it warm. It's the same old with ankles. You're probably not going to be 100%, but how effective you're able to be just depends on the player and the injury.
I don't know if you saw this, Kelly, but we had 2 minutes of the ref show too at the game on Saturday.
Oh yes,
with Jamie Lucky, who was in play, the ball caroms off of him, which I get. Sometimes that happens. The ball hits a ref. Everyone hates it. It's a thing that happens sometimes. And no one likes it when it happens, but it's a thing that happens. But then he made a terrible foul call that ended up in an AM1. And then he teed up Brownell for asking somebody else to give him the same call that Lucky just gave Boston College on one end on his end the very next
day. How dare you? Yelling.
Lucky goes across the floor and gives him a tee, and Brad's not even talking to him. That makes me furious.
Mm-hmm.
You know that grinds my gears.
Oh, you want to just make things worse? I saw Mark Packer's index card where he keeps track of free throws and everything. Duke has they've attempted 48 more free throws than their opponents just in ACC play. It's about 20 more than the second place team in that category.
You don't say.
And Clemson is, I believe, 14th out of 15 with, like, they've taken 18 less free throws than their opponents.
Yes. Yes.
Some things never change.
Not shocked. Block. Not shocked in the least.
That wasn't a problem. BC took 15 free throws. Clemson took 14. So that wasn't. And they missed six of them. Clemson missed six of them.
None of that was the issue.
The free throws, Collins free throws, people were bringing that up. That if he's able to make one of those, this game is probably different.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. There's no doubt about it. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. We'll go back to football. Kelly, I know you had thoughts on the portal, which might actually translate well into the Hunter Johnson conversation. I know it's a basketball portal thing, but we'll get to that. Stay with us. Hour two of the program continues after this.
Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, how did you sleep last night? Research shows adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every night. Most don't. The number one reason given? A bad mattress. Sleep may be the most important activity you do every day. It affects your mood, energy, productivity, and health. Visit the sleep experts at Engineered Sleep and find the perfect mattress for a better night's sleep for your family. Use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off. American made right here in Greenville. Visit EngineersSleep.com for a better sleep and a better life.
If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. The same goes for your home. You have to start from the ground up. At Brownhaven Homes, they know the importance of building the exact home you and your family have been dreaming of. Brownhaven Homes is the right choice from start to finish. They have what other builders don't, the best products in the industry under one roof. Best of all, once the home breaks ground, the price will not change. Servicing the upstate and northwestern Georgia, visit brownhavenhomes.com for more information.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Friends, winter is here, and Elkmont Trading Company in Powdersville and Clemson is the perfect place to get all of your apparel and gear to get you comfortable through the season. Elkmont features great outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from the brands you like: Patagonia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, Hey Dudes, Birkenstocks, Ray-Ban, and Coastal Sunglasses. In addition, Elkmont features the upstate's largest selection of owned running shoes. And as kayak season approaches, Elkmont's knowledge and expertise with over 25 years of serving the local lakes is why you should shop Elkmont first. Hey, I always find cool new items for me and my family, and you will as well. At Elkmont, you can shop for anything from kayaks and lifestyle clothing to home goods, jewelry, and unique game day clothing. With two convenient locations in Powdersville across from Chick-fil-A on Highway 153 and in Clemson at 93 exit off of 123. There's always something for everyone at Elkmont, and go Tigers!
Clemson Marina is getting families into new 2022 Triton fiberglass and aluminum fishing boats and other great brands this spring. Triton boats are built for performance, designed to get you on the fish and to the top of the leaderboard. Schedule a service appointment and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all year. We have daily and weekly boat rentals, private events and catering at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boat dealer.
Collision, dent, and glass repairs. With a full-service mechanic on staff, you'll find all of that at the George Coleman Ford Collision Center. No matter the make or model, your vehicle will get the same attention all George Coleman Ford customers receive. See for yourself on their online reviews with a 100% guarantee and no hidden fees. Think about the George Coleman Ford Collision Center if you're in an accident, a hailstorm, or suffer a minor dent. Call 610-2655.
With Early Paycheck, you can get your direct deposit up to 2 days earlier. That's another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision ever. Even easier than deciding to open the biggest birthday gift first.
Happy birthday to you!
Which one are you going to open first?
The pony!
Yep, even easier than that. Plus, with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is banking with Capital One even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. No fees or minimums on new consumer accounts. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
The Upstate's destination for Clemson football game day coverage. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day. Go Tigers!
Here on Out of Bounds, we're going to get back to the phones in just a second. Out of Bounds today is brought to you by Toyota of Easley. Buy your next Toyota online. You already shop online all the time anyway, if you're like me. So go to toyotaofeasley.com. You can buy your next Toyota online, find your vehicle, customize your payments, apply for financing, finalize your purchase, and schedule a pickup or a delivery. Is there anything that's more of a boss move, Kwok, than getting your new Toyota delivered? Goodness, that's what I would do if I ever moved on from the RAV, which would be never, unless we keep having snowstorms, because the RAV, need to get that RAV with four-wheel drive, which I'm sure you can get at Toyota of Easley. You can also enroll in their pre-order priority program and join that program now at Toyota of Easley to get on the list. No commitment, no money down, no contract, and priority ordering. And check them out today. Get your car serviced. Perhaps you've been having some tire issues lately. That's a personal experience that's going on. Get some new tires. Need to replace a tire. Toyota of Easley would love to help you. 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Also online at toyotabeasley.com, where their name means a great deal. Out of Bounds today is also brought to you by Ingles, where you'll find low prices and you will love the savings. I think a lot of people over the snow weekend, Kwok, maybe didn't eat as healthy as they thought, right? They're snowed in. You're going to eat your snacks, maybe some frozen food, whatever. Go to Ingles. Get some of those California navel oranges for 80 cents each. Get some of the Washington State Fuji apples, $2.98 each. Get some healthy food. Stock up on that. English muffins, buy one, get one free. Or, you know what, if you just want to keep eating like it's a snow day, I get it. Boneless or bone-in wings, $5.99 a pound. And they have great deals on chips right now. Lay's, 2 for $5. That's Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Free curbside pickup. Minimum purchase, $35. Valid through the end of January. Check out over 20 Carolina-owned and operated locations here in the upstate. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Let's go back to the Vibe Broadband phone lines. Red joins us right now. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, Red?
Hey. Hey, Kwok.
What's up, Red?
All right. How y'all doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
Hey, I was just calling. I know Kelly is the smartest woman in football, and she's a Dallas Cowboy being from Texas. Do you think this would be a good trade just to get rid of it? Let's go with Tony Pollard as our running back. Get rid of Zeke. Get rid of Dak and pick up Deshaun Watson.
Red,
what do you think, Kelly?
I would like that, but here's the thing. Who on earth is going to take those contracts? Like, you can't just get rid of these guys. Because you have to offload the ridiculous amount of money you paid Zeke and the ridiculous amount of money you paid Dak. So that's kind of the issue. But in an ideal world,
I would just love to get rid of Dak or both. It really wouldn't matter. I just don't see us winning with Dak Prescott. I've been saying this for years. I just don't see us winning with him.
Well, I mean, look, it's an interesting dilemma because there are a lot of high-paid guys there, Red, and ultimately, my thought is you're not going to win with Mike McCarthy. I think McCarthy was not a good hire. He was a guy who won a Super Bowl, 10 years before you hired him, and it was clear in Green Bay. Look at what LaFleur's done at Green Bay since McCarthy left.
Yeah.
Unless LaFleur is the second coming of Vince Lombardi, it seems like McCarthy was, taking Green Bay through a downturn. So I'm not sure you're getting the maximum you can get out of your roster anyway, and I don't know how you can evaluate that until you properly evaluate your head coaching position.
Right, and that was another thing I was going to say. Doesn't he look like he's clueless on everything?
Yes.
If you just look at him, he looks like, why did he do that? Why did they call that? he acts like he has no clue on anything. It's like, really, the offense coordinator team telling Morris team. It seems like that to me.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with that at all. Red, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for getting in, man.
Yeah, no problem.
For sure. I know it's been a tough weekend for Red. They do the Sunday dinner with a twist, and obviously with the weather, it's been difficult to do that. And I know they would appreciate all your donations too. I know we've talked about that in the past, but that's something that's near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. And so I'm just going to throw that call out there. You can find them on Facebook and figure out how to do that if you feel so inclined. I'm not a fan of Mike McCarthy. I've not been a fan of Mike McCarthy. And Mike McCarthy right now in Dallas, he is going through he's got the beard now. He seems like he's going through the Tim Allen and the Santa Claus. He's now in full-fledged Santa Claus 2.
He does. I mean, he could play Santa at the mall.
Yeah, he really
could. He has the figure for it.
And but it's the same old guy, right? There's been no inner transformation like Scott Calvin in the classic movie, The Santa Claus.
Which apparently is coming back. Have you seen this? I think they're revamping it.
They are?
I saw a headline.
For real?
I didn't click on it, but I saw a headline.
Oh, boy. Now, three
How
was enough.
How old is Charlie
three
now?
Was enough. Charlie's going to end up being Santa.
Charlie's
going to end up being Santa.
It's the circle of life. Yeah.
It's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be.
That's good.
Be
Clark.
That as it may, McCarthy's not winning. McCarthy's not getting a team ready to win. If you're Dallas, your defense is good enough to win. Your defense is good enough to win. Texter says, let me see if I can find it, from the 864, y'all are just missing the 49ers like they aren't good. Yeah, They're not good.
Quack.
They are not good. They are not good enough to beat a legitimate playoff team.
Remember our 49ers issues from 2 years ago?
Are we going to do this again with Jimmy G?
Are we going to do this again?
Like Jimmy G should have a statue on Mount Rushmore for crying out loud? What did Jimmy G do this weekend?
I think he was like 16 to 25.
Look, it wouldn't have been hard to outplay Prescott.
72 and a pick.
It wouldn't have been hard. Prescott was 23 of 43 for 254 and a touchdown. The Niners ran it 38 times. Jimmy G, 16 to 25, 172 and a pick.
Yeah.
And you lost it. Dallas. Dallas lost it. I feel like Stephen A. Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys lost to that team. Are you kidding me? There's no reason in the world for Dallas to have lost to a
team. At home.
Quarterbacked by Jimmy Garoppolo at home. There's no reason for that. I will tell you this. The best player on the field was Debo Samuel. Mm-hmm. Debo played great. And the Niners finally, after trying out approximately 37 running backs in the last two seasons, they finally said, you know what? Our best running back is actually Debo. Where Debo had 10 carries and caught three balls on three targets, and he ended up with 110 yards from scrimmage and ended up making the biggest plays of the game. It was Debo that made those plays. We can go, like you said, Kelly, we can go to the end of that game. We can go to the last couple plays, and maybe they shouldn't have done that, for sure. I think Tony Dungy brought this up, and others have brought it up. They weren't good enough to win in the first 59 minutes and 40 seconds.
Exactly. That's the whole, but we're only talking about that last play, it seems.
I think the last play was sort of indicative of the entire game. I think that it was a microcosm of the entire game.
Well, and I think you bring up the point with Debo, and he, as along with guys like Alvin Kamara, are setting this new mold where you can find someone, whether he's initially a receiver, initially a running back, but they're super versatile. And you can use them in both ways. Might as well get your best player or your most productive and electric player the ball as much as possible. I think when we look back on this Cowboys era, there have been a lot of issues. But in the end, paying Zeke Elliott what you paid him may be the one thing we look back on and check that box first as the main issue. Because you do not need to pay a running back that much money.
Especially if you have Pollard.
That's not.
Where Red is right. Where you can Pollard win, would be
yes,
fine.
Exactly. You can win a Super Bowl without a running back that is worth $18.2 million a year. And you really, no running back's worth that. Derrick Henry's making 15. Maybe he's the exception, but you do have Tannehill there. Dak Prescott is more capable than Tannehill. So I think that's the thing when we look back on this era, if the Cowboys never make it past the first round, which is possible, with McCarthy, then, and of course that was pre-McCarthy, but I just am not a believer in doing that. You look at what's happening with McCaffrey in the Panthers. Zeke is healthier than McCaffrey, but I do not think it's worth it to pay a running back that kind of money. Not in this day and age in the league.
I'm not going to disagree.
The Ravens almost made the playoffs legitimately without a running back. They were just picking guys off the street. Like, hey, you come play running back. Now they do have Lamar Jackson, but you don't need that. I don't think you need that.
This is especially true when you consider you're paying Zeke all kinds of money. He's got a 6-year, $90 million deal that expires in 27. Dak's deal is $40 million a year through 25. I mean, you're talking about legitimately $55 million, which is about 25. It's a little more than 25% of your cap is tied up in your backfield for the next four seasons. If you're going to sign those guys to those contracts, you have to do a better job of maximizing what's there.
Think about this. For this year, the five highest paid running backs this season, Ezekiel Elliott, Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook. One of those teams made the playoffs, and that team didn't have Derrick Henry for most of the season.
Yes.
So, I mean, that makes my point right there.
Yes.
You should not be paying a running back that kind of money.
There's no reason to do that. There truly is no reason to do that. The other thing that I should note here before we move on from this game, the single greatest dual debacle that we will see in an NFL playoff game.
Dual debacle?
Dual debacle, like both teams.
Debacle.
Dual DeBacco sounds like that sounds like a person of interest in,
yes,
like a Law
yes.
and Order episode. Oh, I know that guy. That's Dual DeBacco. Anyway, it was the fake punt possession where the Cowboys fake a punt when everybody knew it was coming except the Niners, where they had no idea it was coming and were totally caught off guard. They obviously weren't punting there. Then they waited until there was 18 or something on the play clock with their punt team out there like they were going to run a play. Then they half jog the offense back out there. They take a delay. The Niners don't take a timeout because why? Dak's still jogging on the field with 8 on the play clock. And then the Cowboys end up having to take a 50-plus yard field goal. What was that? Both sides. What are y'all doing? And then, Kelly, and then all San Francisco has to do is not be dumb. And they turn it over, repeatedly turn it over. Dallas isn't even in a position to be morons at the end of the game if San Francisco doesn't spend the entire fourth quarter turning the ball over to them and punting and turning it over and throwing picks. What a disaster. The whole thing is a disaster. Oh, my gosh. That made me furious. Not just the punt. But also the fact that all Jimmy G had to do was not be crazy, and then he was crazy. And then all the Cowboys had to do was just kind of throw it to the sideline one time, and they decided to run a draw with not enough time left.
Well, that's all they had to do to get in a position to possibly tie the game.
Right.
They weren't really in the game for the majority of the game.
No, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I was so glad when the game was over. It was one of those, you know, the gif where
just
the guy.
Just make it end. Just make it end.
Where the guy, like, he's sideways and he's like, what? I swear that's the look on my face when the game ended. Like,
what about the gif?
What?
I know that's from a big movie. I should probably know where he's just like, it's done. Also felt that way. Just end it.
Oh, man. We're going to go back to the Vibe Broadband phone lines when we return in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about our friends at Tiger Sports Shop. Go by and see them. 3 locations to serve you. 2 Clemson locations, the one in Seneca. The one in Pendleton. They will hook you up. Nolan Turner says yes to Tiger Sports Shop. You should too. They've got the best stuff you can buy for Clemson fans. They've got the best apparel. They've got the best array of classic gear. If you want your wardrobe to be on and popping, as the kids used to say, kids don't say that now. I think that's when I was younger, people said on and popping. If you want your wardrobe to be on and popping, again, baseball season's coming, softball season's coming. Unless we think it's spring, it's not spring, folks. We're like 6 weeks into baseball and softball before you can actually sit comfortably in one layer outside for an entirety of a baseball or softball game. You're going to need that outer wear, thanks to our friends at Tiger Sports Shop. That can be you. Go by and see them today or check them out online, tigersports.com. Hour 2 continues. We're going to go back to the Vibe Broadband phone lines after this.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
On average, people spend $3 to $5 a day on coffee alone. Great sleep is less than 70 cents a night, so you might not need as much coffee. Engineered Sleep gives you a better mattress for a better price, which means a better night's sleep for less. Handmade right in Greenville. Visit the showroom Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and interactive experience or set up a 15-minute virtual sleep chat online with an expert. Use promo code WCCP for 10% off, up to $475 savings, and 2 free pillows. EngineeredSleep.com. Better sleep, rest assured.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at CanteyCanFixIt.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2022 Clemson baseball season tickets are currently on sale. Coach Monty Lee and your Clemson Tiger baseball team open the season on February 18th, and you can be there for every game by purchasing your season tickets. Home series include matchups against Miami, Florida State, NC State, Georgia Tech, as well as our annual home games against South Carolina and Georgia, and many more. So log on to ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your Clemson baseball tickets and come back home to Clemson.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
Try the new Bo's Chicken Sandwich for just $3.99. It's so good and only at Bojangles.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Friends, winter is here, and Elkmont Trading Company in Powdersville and Clemson is the perfect place to get all of your apparel and gear to get you comfortable through the season. Elkmont features great outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from the brands you like: Patagonia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, Hey Dudes, Birkenstocks, Ray-Ban, and Costa Sunglasses. In addition, Elkmont features the upstate's largest selection of owned running shoes. And as kayak season approaches, Elkmont's knowledge and expertise with over 25 years of serving the local lakes is why you should shop Elkmont first. Hey, I always find cool new items for me and my family, and you will as well. At Elkmont, you can shop for anything from kayaks and lifestyle clothing to home goods, jewelry, and unique game day clothing. With two convenient locations in Powdersville across from Chick-fil-A on Highway 153 and then Clemson at 93 exit off of 123. There's always something for everyone at Elkmont, and go Tigers!
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Back here on Out of Bounds, hour number two continues. Out of Bounds today is brought to you by Brown Haven Homes. If your family is growing, then you are probably on the market for a new home. And the home buying process can be very overwhelming. We all know this. At Brown Haven Homes, they can build the home you've been dreaming of from the ground up. And if you're still trying to find that perfect location, we all know location is arguably the most important thing. If you're looking for that perfect location, that perfect piece of land, they can help you with that as well. Along with the team of experts that they have at Brown Haven, they have a design center to do the work for you with your guidance. Visit their website, Brown Haven Homes, for more information. That's Brown Haven Homes. They have what you need to make a house a home.
All right, final segment, hour two. We've got Larry Williams joining us in hour three. We're also going to visit with someone from the Fort Hill Clemson Club to talk about their recruiting wrap-up that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Before we get to them, let's go to the Vibe broadband phone lines. TL and Delvin going to join us. TL is up first. What's up, TL?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great. Thanks for getting in.
I just want to chime in on a couple of subjects you all was talking about the NFL. First of all, I want to get on the running back situation. If you look at the last four or five Super Bowls, the winner has always been a team that can run the ball, period. But I hate because the NFL devalue the running back position by making all these rule changes, giving the golden boy quarterback all these favors to throw for 400 yards every week. Every quarterback in the league can throw for 400 yards. And it's boring. That's why I like, and I want to go back to what Kelly was talking about. You put the ball in the best player's hands, like Deebo Samuels. Man, that's what high school players do. You put the ball in the best athlete's hands on a high school team. That's what the NFL is turned to. It's not real football anymore. It's all about entertainment. Everybody wants to see a track meet. 707. This is like, they want every team to be the greatest show on turf, like the St. Louis Rams back in the day. If your team can't do that, don't make it so they didn't have to cheat to do that, change rules for them to do that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I hate the NFL now. I don't like watching it. It's boring now. You know?
You know what?
That, you paying players like,
I think that's a great point. I'm just looking up out of curiosity, and I know Derrick Henry's not on this list because he was hurt. He only played 8 games. There were only 7 players in the NFL that got 1,000 yards. So to your point, Jonathan Taylor, not in the playoffs. Nick Chubb, not in the playoffs. Najee Harris, dangling by a thread in the playoffs. Dalvin Cook, not in the playoffs. Antonio Gibson, not in the playoffs. So it was Joe Mixon and Zeke Elliott, and then I'll count Henry because he was at 937 in half a season. But the point you're making, and I think the point that Kelly's making, you guys are in synergy, is that you do have to be able to run the football. But teams that can run it, as you said, you don't give it to the same guy 25 times. It's a versatile run game. And so to me, the best teams know how to run it, but they know how to run it with versatility, like the Niners did with Deebo Samuel, whatever, because the rules allow them to do so. I think it's 100% right.
Yeah. And look at Tom Brady over the years, man. I mean, Tom Brady is the ultimate game manager. I hate when people say a quarterback is a game manager. That's what he's supposed to do. He's the ultimate game manager. He manages the team. And every year, it's not him throwing for 300 yards. It's defense and the running game. It's special teams. That's what it is. That's what's winning the Super Bowl. I'm talking about the ultimate game to win the Super Bowl. It ain't throwing for 350 and 400 yards every week. You know? It's not. Teams don't win Super Bowls like that. That's not the greatest show on turf.
Listen, I agree with you, TLA. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yeah. I
think he makes a great point there, Kelly, about how every offense appears to be pretty much the same. Where the most successful offenses are throw it, run it if you have to. And that the NFL, and I know it's always kind of been like this, but I don't disagree with this point entirely that it is, like, the NFL is supposed to be where the best players and the best football minds go, and the whole time it's just like, how can we get our best player the ball? Give the best player the ball.
I liked his point because that's what you do in high school.
Yeah.
You have a guy play both ways, and I mean, no one's playing both ways in the NFL, but you get your best player the ball, and that's what the Niners have done with Deebo Samuel. I've always said that I find the NFL overall a little less enjoyable than college football. I mean, significantly. I much prefer college football. And I really like the NFL playoffs, and that's when I will really get into it. But I do think it is very similar. A lot of teams do a lot of similar things. And the other thing that I find somewhat unattractive about the NFL at times is it seems, unless you're getting two teams that are just overmatched, and Eagles, Bucks, or whatever, it just seems like it's a struggle to move the football a lot.
Yes.
And
particularly relative to college.
Yeah, relative to college. And you're not going to have a guy that's going to break off incredible runs. If you do, it's the few elite. Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, whatever. So I do see his point. I think that's very interesting. And I think what's interesting about some of these teams that have risen up, the Bills, the Chiefs, they're unique. They do different things. You have a Josh Allen, who's just a different kind of quarterback. He can use his legs. He can break off those big, exciting runs that you don't normally see. You have the Chiefs with Mahomes, who's doing the complete unconventional. But the Chiefs are still trying to find a way to just get the ball in the hands of their playmakers, no matter how they find a way. And the Bucs have surrounded Brady with playmakers, and that's what he does best. He's not going to make mistakes. But I do get the caller's frustration, because it can be boring at times.
How many 100-yard rushers do you think there were in the NFL this weekend in the playoffs? 12 teams played, 6
games.
I'm trying
to think who, like, which running back would have even reached 100 yards. Was there one?
Zero. Not one. Do you know who the leading rusher was?
Well, I think a texter just got in with this. Was it Singletary from the Bills?
No, he was third. Josh Jacobs from the Raiders had 83 yards.
Okay, yeah.
Elijah Mitchell from San Francisco had 96, but he carried it 27 times. He averaged less than 4 yards a carry and got to 96 because
it's
of
just
bulk,
tough to watch.
Volume. Yeah.
It's just these dudes. I mean, you just hear the ooh, 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 on the TV, for lack of a better impression, of the lines.
That was elite.
The lines just like, I mean, just mashing into each other. And then old boy gets 2.5 yards, and you're like, all right, there you go. There you
tough
go.
Tough run, tough.
It's not as enjoyable for me, but it's more enjoyable for some.
How many 100-yard receivers do you think we had this weekend? I'll go ahead and tell you, we had 300-yard quarterbacks. Pat Mahomes, 404, Derek Carr, 310, Josh Allen, 308.
How many 100-yard
receivers? How many 100-yard receiving performances did we have?
Two.
Close. Three. Mike Evans, nine catches for 117. Jamar Chase, 9 catches for 116. By the way, Chase is balling. And there are people asking, like, why don't they double cover him? Why? What are they
because
doing?
Because T. Higgins.
Because T. Higgins is over there. T. Higgins is, like, to me, it's obvious. T. Higgins is one of the most valuable players in the NFL because you can't just bracket Jamar Chase anymore. Because
right.
you have
right.
C.J. Uzoma and you have Higgins. Uzoma, by the way, had 6 catches for 64 yards. And then Travis Kelce, 7 catches for 108. Those were the those were the 300-yard performances. By the way, Josh Allen, 6th in the league in rushing this weekend. 6 carries, 66 yards. Let's go to Delvin, who's up with us next. What's up, Delvin?
Yeah, I'm about to say, you're talking versatile. Just look at the 49. I mean, the big run came from the 49. It came from the wide receiver, Deebo Samuel, when he scored a touchdown. I think that was probably the biggest run from the backfield.
Yes. I mean, look, I know that he didn't have as many rushing yards as Mitchell did, but Samuel was the most effective play. 10 carries for over 7 yards a clip. Like, you give me that all day long. I'll take it, particularly in a playoff game where it's a one-score game. That's the difference right there.
Yeah, and I heard y'all talking about, like, Xavier Thomas and Hunter. Can you think about the rotation they can have with that defensive line, like, with the plant out of Rook and all them guys got last year? It sort of reminds you of the 2018 defensive line. I don't want to put that much pressure on them, but that would have sort of reminds you of what the rotation you can have with those guys.
There's no question. And to be honest, we don't have a lot of time today because Kelly's got to run before the third hour. But suffice it to say, we will get into that tomorrow with Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry both coming back and what that means for Clemson. There is an embarrassment of old riches at defensive line. There's not anybody coming in, not yet. There's not anybody coming in new, but there is an embarrassment of veteran riches on the defensive line rotation. And it'll be interesting to see how it all slots in next year.
Yeah, and I will say this. I don't think that would have done with the transfer portal. I think they're going to get an offensive lineman because they've been looking at one throughout the transfer portal. I think they're going to bring one in.
They very well might. It does look like that's where they pinpointed, though, and I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I do want to get into this more tomorrow, Kelly. What is your preliminary thought about Xavier Thomas?
Well, I think he made the right decision for himself. I think he would have gone if he had gotten a grade that he was comfortable with. He probably got, I don't know, Kwok. I'm intrigued to see if anyone reports what kind of grade he got. But I would have to assume fourth round or later if he's going to come back.
I know that we're going to get into this a little bit tomorrow, so I don't want to give it all away. But I did have this thought. You know, in terms of projectability to the NFL, Xavier Thomas this year, he had a lot of pressures, not a ton of sacks.
Mm.
You wonder if there is a notion by a lot of people, and particularly in the scouting world, that if you get to the quarterback in college a decent amount, maybe you now pressure a quarterback in the NFL.
Sure.
But if you don't get the quarterback on the ground enough, then all you do is you just rush, but you can be contained. Basically, they want to see Xavier Thomas get the quarterback on the ground. He's twitchy. He can get there off the edge. He's impactful, certainly. But you've got to have an extra gear to be able to do that the next level. And so I wonder if that's the step that people haven't seen from him. I think we will both agree that's as impactful as he's been over large stretches. I think per snap, He was more impactful his freshman year. He's never been more impactful than his freshman year when he wasn't playing a ton.
And it's, I think that's tough for scouts to wrap their head around that. Did you peak as a freshman? Question mark. Like, I think that's the question some scouts are asking.
Yeah, because he was
that was so long ago. So can you put together, can you build on last year? Because I think most people are very aware he had COVID issues and all that. Can you build on last year and can you prove that you can be a little more consistent and a little more productive, actually getting QBs on the ground?
Obviously, the traits are there. Obviously.
Yeah.
And just in terms of straight, like third down pass rush, okay? You probably want to see a little bit, how does he hold up in first and second down as well? Mm-hmm. Because you'd like to see him be maybe a little more productive in that regard. Honestly, that's something that Clemson's defensive ends in particular, like when the power rangers were there, Furl and Bryant, you didn't have to worry about first and 10 running the ball. I think the defensive ends have to do a better job of that this year.
Tell the people what you said to me during a break last week about Miles Murphy overall.
I think Miles Murphy was really quiet this year.
Underperformed.
He did not take it. Remember, he had a really good first month last year and kind of tailed off. We didn't see him take a step this past year. When you look at that defensive line rotation, that's a guy that needs to bust out because we saw the immediate, it's kind of like Xavier Thomas, we saw the immediate talent, we saw the immediate potential right from the jump, and it wasn't sustained, and then he really did not take any steps forward this past year, in my opinion.
And I'm not saying Nick Eason is greater than Todd Bates. I don't know that. But I do know, like, when you get a new coach, you can have a certain level of energy restored, you know, knowing you have to prove yourself all over again. And just hearing a different voice, I think that could end up being a positive for, and I know Eason's working with the interior linemen, but just in general, to have a new voice in the room, I think could be good.
I'm going to ask Larry Williams about this coming up in hour three. He's going to join us in our next segment. I think there is a difference between this and the Power Rangers in that you're bringing back a lot of names and a lot of talent. But when the Power Rangers came back, you brought back a lot of production. And that's the difference, is that this group still has more to do in the production aspect. Kelly, have fun on your broadcast tonight.
UVA Virginia Tech at 5.
Get excited. Hour 3 is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing expert.